will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, Thursday Music Club open for business, 122. Carney Show, here we go. Samantha Fisher alongside you from Play It Forward. And also with her finger on the pulse of the local music scene, always turning us on to some area sounds. And people asking all the time, hey, how can my band or my son's got a band, how can they be considered for play on this Thursday Music Club? And they'll send me stuff, and I'm not the guy. I don't pick it. Sam brings everything to the table, so let us address that quickly. If you'd like to be considered for a spotlight on the Thursday Music Club, how would they reach out to you?
They can just email through the website, playitforwardstl.org, and I'm on it.
There you go.
And all I need is them to send me an MP3 and a kind of rundown of what's happening, where they're at, what's going on.
Right.
You know, and I don't need a four-page bio of the band.
Okay.
Get that a lot.
Or a piano.
Or
no
piano.
Pianos, don't give her a piano. And why would you give her a piano? Well, that's the Play It Forward element to things. And Play It Forward is an organization that she started to get instruments into the hands of high school kids who don't really get a chance to play because there have been so many cutbacks in the school systems. Music programs are a joke at best if the schools even have them. Nothing against the educators. They just have nothing to work with from the basics like sheet music. Or a snare drum or whatever. So this crusade spearheaded by Samantha is to get instruments in the hands of these kids, and she's winning.
We are winning. I'm so happy to report. And here's the thing, again, like we always say, if you have just that one instrument at your house, and you think, well, there's just one instrument, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal because there's an eight-year-old out there somewhere that doesn't have the funding. The school doesn't have the funding. Mom and dad don't have it. And it's sitting in your closet. It's not doing anything. Please donate it to Play It Forward, and I'll funnel it back into the music system schools. So we just delivered a drum kit to the Soulard School. I did that on Monday. Let's see, Thursday? Yeah, Monday. And I walked in and I met this little kid and he was just beaming from ear to ear. He couldn't believe his classroom now has a drum kit. So happy. And the teachers were thrilled. And this via a donation that somebody didn't want and picked it up and now they have a drum kit.
Tell me the guitar story real quick.
Okay. So a young lady, and we're not going to announce her name, obviously, emailed through the website and she attends a church and she was actually brought here by the FBI to Missouri. She's in a safe house, and she was rescued from sex trafficking. And that may shock some of us, but in the real world, that does happen. It's out there. So she contacted Play It Forward, and she attends church with a lady, and the lady had told her about Play It Forward, and maybe they could help her with an instrument. And I've been talking to the young lady via email, and we're meeting this afternoon. And some friends of ours, the Kevin Mitchell Four, great jazz band here in St. Louis, has purchased a brand new acoustic guitar for the young lady.
So you're going to take that over to her?
I'm going to meet her today at 3
That's
o'clock.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And here's the thing. This young girl, she's in church. The lady that told her about Play It Forward told her about the program, and she's going to be able to teach her the guitar. So I think it's going to be very healing for this young lady, and we're blessed to be a part of it.
What else are you looking for instrumentally?
Violins. We only need 15, but we needed 30.
Yeah.
So look at us go.
Yeah.
And those are our friends at Fazio's that pulled that together.
And that's for over in East St. Louis, right?
That's for the East St. Louis program that are launching, which is already launched, and they're starting with some of the basic steps. But as time goes on, they're going to need those violins. And I don't think 30 is an unreasonable number. So come on, St. Louis.
And no pianos, please. Any fundraising efforts that we need to attend?
Not right now.
Okay.
We just did one a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to take a moment, kind of regroup, and we'll probably do something around the holidays.
Her other hat is to turn us on to some area bands, and we got time for a couple little clips of those. What do you got for us first?
Well, here's one of my favorite events that happens in St. Louis. This is the 8th year running Funk Fest. Saturday, the 12th of October, at my home, the Broadway Oyster Bar. Showtime is 8 p.m. It'll rock all the way till 2:30 in the morning. Admission is $12. And here's the lineup. You going to help me with this? Silent Kid, The People's Key, Down Stereo, Al Holiday, and the East Side Rhythms Band. Funky Butt. I'd go just to go see the Funky Butt.
I would, too.
Okay. Rhythm Section Roadshow, Dogtown All-Stars. That's our friend, Andy Coco, that has the best hair in rock and roll. Just saying.
And Big Brother, Thunder, and the Master Blaster. So how do you pick what to play? What are we going to hear?
Well, I just decided to go with the Rhythm Section Roadshow. It's our friend, Andy Coco. And I love this track. It's called I Got a Reason.
Rhythm Roadshow Review, right? Part of that lineup at the Broadway Oyster Bar on Saturday with like 800 other bands. It's a mini Woodstock.
It is a mini Woodstock. This is the 8th annual, so Funk Fest number 8 on Saturday the 12th, showtime 8 p.m. Only $12 gets you in and to see all these bands. Great venue. It's going to be a fun night. And hello, the Cards are playing, so... the festivities. Come join us.
Should be fun indeed. And for our second and final track, this is a guy who we've talked about on the program recently. And sadly, what we were talking about was fundraising concerts for his benefit because he had really fallen in ill health. So thrilled to see that Jeff Sable's back doing gigs.
Jeff Sable's not only back doing gigs, he looks absolutely amazing. His doctor has given him a clean bill of health. In fact, it doesn't want to see him again for another year. It's just a miracle, and it's amazing. Jeff's been a good friend of mine for many years. I love his music. Great guy. Beautiful singer, songwriter, and right here from St. Louis. And yeah, it was a little touch and go for a minute. But again, the music community comes together. They threw a big benefit, and there's power in love.
Where do we
healing
see,
and love.
Where do we see him next?
Well, you can check him out at sablecountry.com for upcoming shows. But on
Saturday night at Sue's Corner, 9 o'clock in Granite City. It's in front of you, too.
I was reading three different lines.
Just
so,
read
yes,
it.
This Saturday at Sue's Corner in Granite City, 9 p.m.
Going
and
so well.
Friday. Hold on. You're messing me up. On Friday, you can check him out at Cuz's Place in Soulard. That's right across from the Soulard Farmers Market, if you're familiar with that area. And that will be right before the game. And on Tuesday, he'll be at Jacobs Myers, which is also in Granite City, with my other dear friend, Todd Jones, doing a little acoustic duo kind of thing.
All right, darling. Well, Don, play it forward, STL.org, too, for more information about what they're up to. That's Samantha Fisher. This, the Thursday Music Club. More music coming this time around. It'll be from Russell Hitchcock from Air Supply. That's next.
Awesome. And this track is Rainy Days on the Beach.
Because this is what matters most. We'll pack up everything.